The Weekly Conversations with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have microphone privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone. Welcome to the mission. I'd like to cover a couple of points before we go to the conversation. Last week, apparently, I missed a couple of questions when the hands were up and there was a question there. I was closing my eyes and giving the satsang at the same time. And when I said goodbye and closed the room, then at the last moment, I saw the hands up. So if this happens, know that nothing personal and don't take it personally. Those people who have questions, they can bring them up if they are related to the topics and the mission. We have a new contact in Jordan. A gentleman from Jordan has joined us, and we are hoping that we can translate everything to Arabic. That is a language that covers a huge part of the world, and hopefully we can reach that great section of humanity also with these translations, and they also can see that their expectation is fulfilled, and now there is a revelation that covers 25 part of the 27th of the truth of God. And if they also realize and study these teachings, they would see that indeed they are at the end time, and they will come and join us, and all humanity eventually become one as the children of one God with one truth, and they all realize they are brothers and sisters, and we can bring peace and unity and the kingdom of God to earth. Another topic is, as we requested, just keep the energy of this room high and bring the questions that are related to the mission and this revelation. And as we can see, humanity really needs to come together and realize how God revealed this revelation, and therefore let us have our questions in a sense that brings our awareness in a greater degree of the truth that have come here. Therefore, humanity in whole become one. If you have personal questions about many different topics, send them to the mission so we can deal with them in other times individually. So in this case, we can concentrate in a general questions about the mission, about the teaching, about the revelation, and how God has sent all these religions together, and now they are one. And so all of us become proficient in reaching out to humanity in a way that they also can see this truth and become one. There are a lot of interest in children, and we have been thinking about the children, and probably it is a good idea now we approach it in a more professional way and create a website or a part of website dedicated to their children and their questions and the things we can do to help them in a way that they can also understand these teachings well. So we are asking for everybody who is interested in children, come with ideas and gather the questions the children might have about God, about universe, about teaching, about religions and all that, and try to answer them yourself or together, and after that you can send it to me and I can probably add to it or subtract from it and eventually come to the point that we can create a beautiful place children can go and get their answers, and also the people who want to know how to deal with children or how the children will be grown up in the communities, because the goal is to create communities of life. Even now when we answer some questions about the children, sometimes they are not applicable in this situation because they are not in the communities of life. Whatever we do is not going to help them as much as they will help them if they are in the communities of life. There are topics that I wanted to cover. And if there is a question about any of these or the input, please go ahead, raise your hand and bring it to my attention to discuss. Therefore, we can come together and provide everything that helps everyone and at the same time make this room a room of educating the revelation of the mission. Of course, we saw the London attack this week again, and we all realize the urgency of this revelation and spreading of it. And we can see again that humanity is divided from one another in a way that they mistrust each other, and each of them wants to establish their way of life and religion instead of God's way of life and way of being. And we have God's way and God's revelation now, that everybody can come together and realize that God's way is the purity, and prime directive in this mission is create an environment that directs the energy and thought and life of humanity toward higher thoughts and greater purity, and create an environment that people can go toward that higher level of realization. This understanding and realizing that this revelation is from God, and all of them are invited to join and see where their revelation falls and where they have lost it and their way is no longer godly, they all can come together and become more and more pure and unified and united, and we reach a point, we become a big family on earth as one humanity, one God, one truth, and one Savior, which have brought all these teachings through all history. So, all this thing is happening on earth, again, shows that this teaching and revelation is the cure, is the one that will bring the truth to them and unify them as one. If all the religion have come from God, and each of them has a part of a greater truth, none of them have the whole truth. And if none of them have the whole truth, and if they are the seeker of the truth, they have to surrender and submit to the will of God and accept this revelation, which reveals everything from the lowest level of human activity to the greatest realization that the only thing God hates is ego, and ego is the one that have created all the problem on earth. And that is why we have wars and destruction, because our ego wants to hang into what we have, our culture, our religion, our way of life, instead of looking and saying maybe our way of life needs improvement. If you try to change someone else to your ways, and you do not look at your ways to see, is my way is the best way, then you are trying to change people not to a better way, but your way. But if you try to change people to a better way and God's way, and there is no ego involved, then you are trying to change them to godliness and better ways. And when they see your way is better than their way, they eventually will succumb to it and change their ways. But at this time, everybody wants to change other people to their ways before they think or contemplate on their own ways to see if that's the best. But this revelation we have contemplated on, we have examined it, we have discussed it, we have tried to find imperfection in it, we have not succeeded. In any way and every way you look at it, in any way you test it, examine it, you see it is good for children, it is good for adults, it is good for old people, it is good for the community, it is good for nation, it is good for earth. And it brings the unity, peace, and beauty and security to everyone and make human wants to meditate, wants to close their eyes. They are not worried about bombs falling in the head. They are not worried about bullets coming to their houses. They are not worried about being blown up when they are going to work in the morning, or afraid of each other and always be watchful, somebody is going to kill me or blow me up or something like that. This is not life. This is hell. This is something we have created. It is our doing, and humanity have to take the responsibility. It is not God's doing. A lot of people blame religion for destruction. Religion has nothing to do with it. It is dogmas and separation and not knowing that each religion is only a part of a greater truth. If they realize they only have a part and none of them have the whole truth, they are concluding or reaching to the conclusion that my way is the best way when their information is not complete. But this revelation and the way it's been presented to humanity is complete, is perfected, and now all the religions can come and see what part they have missed, which parts they don't have, how they can add that to what they have and come up with a greater understanding of God and His plan, and therefore put their egos away, close their eyes, let God come through them. And when they do that, they realize that the essence of God is in every man, woman, and child, and therefore killing or destroying any person is killing and destroying God. And they will stop that because they know they do not want to hurt God by going against His will and killing people and destroying them, but become compassionate toward one another. They will sit down, they will talk about it, they will eventually come to the conclusion, yes, the eternal divine path is the only way. We have all to close our eyes. We have to awaken our spiritual forces. We have to meditate. We have to see who are we, why this creation has been created, what's the reason and purpose for that creation. Are we doing everything to follow or bring the will of God and the purpose of creation in our lives, in our society, in our community, on earth? And if we work toward that, then we are all working for the same goal, to create an environment or the communities of light that everybody's physiological and safety need is taken care of. And now we all can concentrate on meditation and meditating and safety of the member of the community, and eventually create an environment that we do not have to be worried about be blowing up. We are not worried about somebody is going to attack us. We are one earth, and there is enough for everybody's need, but not enough for everybody's greed. And when we close our eyes and we see we are secure in the comings of light, we won't be greedy either. Because why they are greedy? They are greedy because they are afraid their physiological and safety need might not be there, or hoarding things they really don't need and never use and they leave behind when they die. And when they recognize and realize they don't have to do it, the greed will also relax and Not every individual is for himself or herself, but the comings of light and the whole earth is for every individual, and every individual is for humanity and earth, and therefore is the group work and task and the project that will bring that security to everyone. And when people are secure, they are not greedy. The more they are becoming secure, the more they're greedy and violent they become. Therefore, they work toward creation of that environment. Of course, they realize that creating such an environment is impossible if everybody says what is in it for me. And they will sacrifice and give up themselves into this environment. And the more people become ungreedy and accept minimum is fine, as far as having the minimum, I can meditate and awaken my spiritual forces, the more people will have their physiological and safety needs been taken care of. And again, these destructive tendencies that we see on earth will not be there. And also they realize and recognize that God has created them for a specific reason. I am created to reveal this revelation to humanity. I accept my responsibility and I reach out to man. My responsibility, if I have been created to helping others to know these teachings, and then I become a channel or a teacher or a revealer of this teaching. First of all, I know this teaching well, and then I reach to other people to teach them as well what is being revealed to me. I can translate this teaching to other languages, or I can help in any way that God has been created me to help and be a part of His revelation. So, with meditation, we all can know what is the will of God for us. And also, we know what's the will of God for humanity and this creation by this revelation. Therefore, we adjust what God has been created me for, and I bring that under the umbrella of God's will. The more humanity realize these things and come together and become one, little by little, comings of light will pop up everywhere on earth, and everybody start knowing that their religion is great, it is beautiful, it is from God, what they have as the revelation or scriptures, that part that has not been changed or added to is from God, and therefore all of them have a part of the truth, and they are all welcome in this teachings and join together as one. More and more they would recognize that we have to create communities of light, go beyond our cultures, language, our understanding and our way of life, but accept God's way of life, and more humanity will become similar because they will follow the same culture, the same way of life, and therefore they do not oppose each other, because their way of life is the same as other people's way of life. Instead of forcing them to change their ways, they will see their way and God's way is the same, and it will be natural. The natural living is the way of God, realizing why things has been created the way they have been created. What is the innate nature of everything? And after we understand that, we follow them, and therefore, we have a natural life. The more people live naturally based on God's creation and why everything has been created for, the more we will live in a similar ways. And therefore, we will not have the Western culture or Eastern culture or Southern culture or Northern culture. We will have God culture. And that, again, will bring greater unity. And by having one religion, one understanding of God, which is this revelation, we also have the same religions. We're not Muslim or Hindus or Buddhists and Christians and this and that, but the seekers of the truth, the people who will close their eyes, understand history, His story, understand creation, understand the way the evolutionary process went to this point, and eventually come to recognize and realize God indeed said there is going to be seven revelation, there is going to be a history, and at the time of the seventh angels only the mystery of God will be finished. Now we know this is the finish of the mystery of God. This revelation explains everything. Creation, history, religions, the meaning of all religions, and unify it together and take all the dogmas out and purify everything and give it to you as the pure diamond truth of God. And then you will see this truth, and you have no choice. If you love God, if you love life, if you really want to be in group that go to God, you have no choice but say, yes, I want to be with this, because that is where salvation is. That is the only thing going to go to God, because it's based on God, and God said this is going to happen in this time, and I will be concentrating to purify myself, to purify my family, to purify my community, creates an environment that will eventually become the communities of light. I will join the mission. I will do everything I could locally to reach to those who are around me. And I use the resources in the community I live to reach in a greater degree to spread this message. So we all will reach a point that we create an environment that will eventually become the communities of light, at the same time connected to the center in the mission, and we bring them all together as a powerful body, well-oiled system, which can use the resources and eventually have 144,000 elects or teachers who can go all over the world and improve in what you have started. And eventually we have a network of great souls that they can show humanity that there is a better way. There is a unifying way. There is a way of bringing God in all level of our lives, and at the same time recognizing what God revealed to humanity. And he said his kingdom will come, and that is our salvation. No matter how bad it gets out there, we know God promises and he fulfills them. He said he will do many things in history, and if you read our teachings, you see that he fulfilled all of them. Therefore, do not concentrate on what is happening, but concentrate on what is coming. Do not concentrate on darkness, but concentrate on the light at the end of the tunnel. Those who are concentrating on the darkness, they will probably fight each other for some time before more people see the vision of this mission and spread it and bring more and more to concentrate on light. And when our light, our collective light, comes to the point that it shines on this world, the darkness have no choice but to leave. That is how the light is. When you turn on the light in your room, the darkness doesn't have a chance. It can't say, no, I'm going to stay. Darkness is the lack of light. When the light comes, darkness has to go. Therefore, we all have to concentrate on the mission, this revelation, realize it, accept it, become one with it, join with the mission, join our effort with the rest of the people in the mission. There are wonderful people in the mission. They are working very hard to reach humanity, and they are doing a fantastic job. We need more. We need more people who are dedicated and come and join and expand our outreach in every level you can. Give lecture, come and read in our rooms, start a center somewhere people can come and receive more information about the mission. If you need more information, they are all in our website, and you can go there and print them. God has created internet, so everybody can have access to everything that mission can offer to humanity. Just print them, download them, spread them, give it to other people, make a place that people can come and get more information about the mission and become proficient in our teachings. I know it is very huge, has a lot of information. Sometimes it seems that it's impossible to have a complete grasp of so much truth that have come through mission. But if you meditate and stay with it and really are dedicated to it, one day you see the connection between all of them and you will be amazed how well they fit each other. Zion and Mount Zion, the children of Israel, the essence, the creation and history, the whole world is like a puzzle. It's a beautiful puzzle that when you see the whole thing fall in their places, it becomes a tapestry of beauty, that how perfect it is. So don't get discouraged, meditate and stay with it, and as you stay with it, little by little God will reveal greater things to you. The first thing came out of my mouth when I started this mission was, never give up and never suicide. Those are two words that stayed with me, and therefore we will continue preaching this, reaching out to humanity every week, every day, every moment, and I hope we can create the rooms in the Pal Talk and other places for 24 hours a day so people can come and join. Website being advertised and reached out, and more websites are created which has a link to the mission website. We can create movies. People even can write commentaries on the mission as well as they direct people to the website and the mission, and they not create a separation in the body of God's movement. As well as they're not doing that, they are free to preach and reach out to every corners of the world. If they try to create a separation and different nucleus in this body, God forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. If they do that, really bad karma is created. So we can see with all this wonderful thing is come to man, now man has a viable alternative to what they think is the truth, and there is no doubt God exists, God is indeed in the universe, and there is no separation between man and man. They are all the children of same God. There is only one religion, and that's the path. It is not something dogmatic. You have to meditate, awaken your spiritual forces. You have to create an environment that brings security to you and everyone else. You have to sacrifice for it. You have to become submissive and surrender to the will of God. And expand your mind to become a universalist. Realize that the essence of God is in everything. There is no place in the universe that God is not. And therefore, the lack of realizing it is ego or devil, and devil and ego indeed do not exist. They are the delusion of the separation from God. If we shatter that delusion, there is no ego or devil will be left for us, and that is the highest spiritual realization, to be surrendered and submit to God and recognize and realize that God coming to us, there is no ego between us and God, and our action become godly, and what we do will prosper. It's understanding that God is everything, and there is nowhere that God is not. We become a universalist. We shatter all the narrowness of the mind, of west and east and south and north and this part of the world and that part of the world. No. We are one nation under one God. We are all the children of the same essence, and we have that essence in all of us. So we cannot kill them, we cannot attack them, we cannot destroy them, we cannot take their possessions and be unjust to them, we cannot blow them up in the trains and here and there. We all have to recognize when we do that to them, we are doing that to ourselves. We are doing it to God. With this recognition and realization, more and more humanity will realize that they cannot be mean to each other. They cannot be unjust to one another. They cannot create destruction and killing. They have to become God's children and follow His culture. Some people say, then what about the resources? There's not enough resources for everybody on earth. We have to go and get the resources we need, because if we don't get them, then we're not going to continue with the standard of living that we have. As I said, there is enough for everybody's need, but not everybody's greed. And also, by reaching to the space and utilizing the resources which are there, by moving some of our polluting industry to uninhabited planets or other places, which little by little we can even bring Earth back to its original beauty with no pollution, and also recognize and realize the industrial abilities that don't create pollutions. So after a while, we will have a standard of living to the highest for everyone, and that also has been solved and resolved. The only thing is needed for humanity to recognize they have the power. God has been given them the mind, then the consciousness, the intellect, the intelligence, that they can bring this earth to peaceful place and stop doing what they are doing to each other. If they understand that, we can bring God to them all, and all of them recognize and realize that even those who do not live in our nation or those who live in other places, they are also our brothers and sisters. So our feeling will become godly as God feels about His universe, His creation. Does God separate the part of it and says this is better than the other part? Or it's a part of the whole body of God? Can you say your finger is better than your nose or your eyes? You need all of them. Therefore, with this teaching again, we have to educate humanity to see themselves as a part of that essence and God. And you have reached, or you have heard this truth, and now you are obligated to go and tell other people. If that makes sense to you, if the things is been taught to you in this mission make sense, then they are the truth, because truth makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, it is not the truth. Common sense is the most and highest truth for humanity. And now you have heard it, you will reach and tell other people, stop. When you kill someone, you kill yourself. Person who kills another person, they never gonna stay the same. That's why after wars, you will see a lot of psychological problem. It will be creeping into those who go to war and kill and then come, then they're never going to be the same people, because something breaks in them. They have done something against nature. And human lives very unnaturally. The wars, the destruction, not understanding that the essence of God is everywhere and everybody and everything. And these are all ego gratification. Ego breaks when it does a lot of things against the nature and become confused and unhappy and psychologically will be damaged. So it's not what we are doing to other people. The people who blow a train and kill hundreds of people, they're not going to be the same. They no longer stay the same as a regular human. They will be psychologically damaged. Not only we are doing this and bringing this peace to humanity, not for other people, but also for ourselves, to create an environment that we can create sane people, natural humans, come here, secured, provided, nurtured, taken care of, open, realizing they are all brothers and sisters, and eventually an earth that does not create those psychological problems and the destructive tendencies that never will win. The war and destruction is not a war and destruction to others, but it is to ourselves. Just read the history. Any nations who attacked and destroyed and conquered and overcame others and have done anything that they could to bring their ideas to other people. It didn't work unless it was the will of God to bring some new understanding to another nation. Therefore, if everybody also realized what they do to other people affects themselves, and eventually in history it shows that these are not going to work and help, they all have to come to this conclusion, the only way is again this mission. The only way is the Word of God. The only way is the creation of the comings of light and the eternally one path. Therefore, no matter how you look at it, now how you measure it, the conclusion is the same. The eternal divine path is the salvation for humanity, physically, mentally, spiritually, individually and collectively. It is a way for humanity to realize and recognize that God has been sending these religions to humanity from last 12,000 years, that He did put humanity through the evolutionary process to the point of flood of Noah and create a new political and economical system based on the four types of human, that history supports all of these. Now we are in the point that humanity to look at the history and learn the lesson. God created history as a lesson. If we learn the lesson, we will not make the same mistakes. But if we don't, we will make the same mistakes no matter how smart we think. At the end, we recognize and realize that it didn't work, it will not work, it will not bring the truth to humanity. With this, we can indeed bring the kingdom of God on earth. So we can recognize that with all this destruction coming to earth, even if humanity does not come to this realization that we just talked about, it's going to get worse. It's going to get even worse than it is, because somebody hits some other people's ego and that ego become unhappy and he hits back, and the other ego even hits harder, and the other ego even gets more unhappy, and the destructive tendencies never end with hitting each other back and forth. And therefore they destroy themselves eventually. Pascal is saying there are soldiers that like war. People that they like war, probably they are in minority. Well, there are some people who like to kill people, just like serial killers, or just we had a person that killed three people and abducted two children. Is that good? So we say, well, some people like to do that, and therefore we should accept them as being okay. The person who likes something that is not natural, is not based on the Word of God, if that is true, why God promises everybody that His kingdom will come, the Prince of Peace will bring peace to humanity? Therefore, such a people who love war will become minorities, and their behavior not going to be accepted. Their behavior is going to be odd and not accepted by majority, and we know majority rules. Most people want peace, and they will bring that desire in many expressions that they give. Actually, if you go and ask the people, they are in war, 99% of them probably hate it, and they will tell you they don't want to be there. They don't want to do what they're doing. Soldiers are the people that love peace more than those who are not in war. So therefore we see if there are some people they really love war or destruction or killing, they are in minority. Brahmamurti is asking, can one say that we create hell according to the state of consciousness that we are in? It's a very good question. Yes, indeed. Our thoughts and our actions, our attitude in life will create an environment that we live in. Many people's ego become warped, just like a warping star, and they will not let any light go to it, and therefore they become a destructive force for themselves and also those who are around them. Therefore, we do create the world with our thoughts, and the world creates our thoughts. So it's a simultaneous influence of us affecting the world and the world affecting us how to think. And the purification starts with us purifying ourselves and start thinking the thoughts that are based on godly and godliness. And as we purify ourselves, we can attract people who also have a higher thought and they're not warped egos. And even their warped egos, you can help them to unwarp them and teach them their attitude and the darkness is creating the problem for them. It is not you, it is not other people, but it is them who are creating their own life. And therefore, they are creating such a destructive tendencies around them. Of course, the world affects our thinking. If we watch a lot of television and they tell us, you have to buy this and you have to buy that, you have to be like this and you buy like that, little by little we're thinking, maybe we should be like that, maybe they are right. But there are a lot of false teachers and false prophets in this time, and they are teaching us not godliness, but ungodliness. Therefore, by us purifying ourselves and seeing how external world affects us, we come to a point we do not let the external world affect us, but we become more and more natural and godly, and therefore we start affecting external world a little bit. A little by little, we reach a point that many people start purifying themselves, and eventually we have a better environment, and then that environment will affect us in a good way, and therefore good thing will come to us and humanity. Ashraf is asking, I hope kingdom comes soon. We do also hope that this will happen soon, but humanity have been pampering their ego and their religion and their culture and their way of life for the last 2,000 years. There have been separation between the West and the East. There have been two different clans that happened for the last 2,000 years with two religions in two different places. So there is a lot of separation between humanity. The West doesn't understand East and the East doesn't understand the West. They are not recognizing that they can help each other. They can actually be complementary instead of contradictory. And therefore, we have created a place or an earth that now we are in war. Third World War is not too far from happening. And if we see that we indeed need to come together as fast as possible, we will dedicate ourselves in a greater degree to come and help to bring these teachings to humanity and bring peace and the kingdom to earth. But if we don't, if we resist it, we don't join the mission, if we're not going to recognize and realize that we need this unification happen, we will continue where we are. So it really depends upon humanity to recognize the urgency of this revelation and teaching it to humanity, and make humanity recognize that their expectation is fulfilled. God has sent a new revelation to man. And as they recognize this more, they can come together and become one. So it is a two-way thing. God promises and sends his revelation and prophets, and also humanity have to recognize they have to come together and become one. But one thing is for sure, his kingdom will come. There is no doubt about that. No matter how bad is out there, no matter how mission seems sometimes not happening or people are not joining or not coming, but one thing is for sure, God has promised before, all through history, and he fulfilled them, and he promised that his kingdom will come, and it will. And that's our salvation. Amina is asking, Salam Maitreya, I have a question about page 254 out of though, table 16, chapter 16, verse 19. Okay, do you want to tell us what that verses are that you have question about? And then we will discuss it with you. The best way is to post the verse so we can discuss it. So if somebody posts that verse, so we can discuss what Amina is trying to tell us. So this revelation is the one that all the religions of the world are waiting for. They are all have to come to know it. The West says that their way of life is correct one, and the East says no, our way of life is corrected one. But if you truly look at both of them, they have all gone too far in two different directions, and the middle path or the way of God is not extremes, but it is the way of purification and recognizing the best way and what everything has been created for to be. Therefore, it is not something that can be said as West or East. Okay, the verse is, these people have reached the sixth seal, and the next stage is to reach pure consciousness. Then they will go to eternity with God. To serve Him day and night means that even after they have reached pure consciousness, it is the Father who is the greatest, and they will serve Him in His temple, universe. Also, they would surely know that God is all, even they themselves, and all pervasive, and God will dwell among them. My question is, will we serve Him in life, death, and both when we reach pure consciousness? Alright, now question is clear. The question is that when somebody reaches pure consciousness, do they still serve God? Do we serve Him or her or it while we are in the body or after death? While we are in the body, of course, if we have ego, we only serve ourselves. That is the most important thing for us when we have ego. Where my food come from? Where is my attention? I need attention. Give me attention. I need this. I need that. And our ego is in the way, and we don't even recognize God or have connection with God. As far as you have not experienced God, you have religion, you have dogmas, you have what preachers and people who put themselves up as the teacher of man tell us, and we believe. Because we haven't had an experience with God ourselves, they become our gods. Therefore, ego is in the way, and ego likes to accepting they are in external world, not what is internal and is within us. Therefore, we do not serve God at all, we serve ourselves. Those who have been meditating and awakening their spiritual forces for many lifetimes, they will eventually start seeing that their ego is in the way, and by shattering their ego, or the way shattering the ego is to serve God and concentrate on God. If we reach a point that our ego becomes smaller and the spirit or God become larger, the more that happens, the more we will serve God and not serve ourselves. We will serve Him while we are in this body. We will serve Him when we are not in the body. We shall return and serve the universe even after we reach pure consciousness. We manifest the Spirit of God through ourselves while we are in the body. We know we are not the doer. I'm not giving this satsang. I'm not giving this conversation. It is the Spirit of God that's coming through as the Word of God revealing the truth that nobody knew before this revelation came. How can I even claim that I have brought this to you, that no one knew it before me, now it is known to humanity? Therefore, by realizing and recognizing this, you desire to let your ego go and let God come through. The more God comes through, the less of you is going to be there, the greater manifestation will come through you. The more of you will be there, the less of God will be, and therefore your ego will concentrate on the self, and you will be craving for the things that ego wants, and ego never will be satisfied, because ego is limited and the spirit is unlimited. When you let God come through, you connect yourself with infinity, and the satisfaction of the soul has reached. The ego craves for infinity, but is attached to finite thing, and finite thing never quench the thirst for the soul, which is infinite. Therefore, ego is a delusion. Ego is what many people call Maya. Maya means illusion of separation from God. As far as we are separated from God, you cannot serve. When your ego becomes small, and ego will go, you and your spirit will be replaced with God's spirit, and the spirit of God will serve, will manifest. As we discussed, His spirit came to the darkness in the beginning. He came as a servant to serve that darkness to reach light. And eventually He went through the eternal divine path, and He said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and God served that darkness to reach pure consciousness. So, the Spirit of God indeed is a servant. It's the one serves, doesn't crave to be served. If he is served, it's served because other Spirit of God recognizes and realizes that serving God is the salvation. Therefore, become godly. Let the Spirit of God come through, meditate, follow eternal divine path. Recognize and realize whatever you do is God's doing it through you. The more you become godly, the less ego craving will be there. And one day you reach a point you don't need ego craving. The only thing you need is God's blessing and grace. When you felt the grace and blessing of God, when you experience only once that you do not exist, but God exists, then you and God are one, and that experience replaces any destructive tendencies of the ego, and you don't want ego anymore, and you don't want ego in other people either. You want them to become godly and experience God. And coming to light, of course, helps. So you do serve in this body, you do serve after you die, and you do serve after you reach true consciousness. You come back as avatar, and you still will serve. So that is what the elects are. That is the people who are here to see their work, and their spirit is needed for humanity at this time in a very great degree, and they are here and incarnated to see the peace of God will come on earth. And each of you have a part to play. Who are you? What is my talent? Why God created me and put me on this earth at this time? And now I know this mission, I know this truth, how I can help this revelation and truth. The answer to your question is, these people reach higher consciousness and they serve in this lifetime and the lives to come until everybody goes to God. They will be the last because they have been the first, and they let everybody in, and when nobody left, they go in as well. Brahmamurti have a question. God is in reality doing a great service for us by sending His Spirit. Never saw it that way before. Yes, indeed. The greatest sacrifice God do is to come from that lofty state of pure consciousness and manifest itself into this darkness, which is called creation, and suffer by being here because he really doesn't understand the way humanity thinks. He is pure, he is open, he is the being that wants to unify. When he sees this darkness and calculative mind and destructive tendencies of man, he becomes very surprised. And he never gets used to it. No matter how many times he has been in the body and gone through the suffering, he still suffers because human persecute him and bring great darkness to him. So, indeed, he is a servant that even consider to come to this body, create this creation, bring this revelation to man. Is there any other questions? And our time is up. Listen to these teachings again. It will be repeated over in the room called Discourses by Maitreya, God's Word, continuously in that room. Tomorrow you can listen to a whole conversation, edit it, and I leave you all to God. Be the servant of God. All be with God. Listen to these words, and again, come and serve God. And indeed, thanks God. Salam, everybody.